USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released an unclassified FD-1023 FBI document yesterday that he claims is significant in their investigation of President Biden and his son's illegal business dealings with foreign entities. It involves claims a confidential informant made in 2020 about the Ukrainian energy company Burisma and how the Bidens were paid to get the prosecutor fired over an investigation of the company. Joe Biden in 2018.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
Although the Biden family claims no wrongdoing, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News last night says the pieces of evidence keep stacking up against the president and his family.
Is that it dovetails perfectly with what Comer and other chairmen have found, also including the recent disclosures from Ways and Means, about how money went to the Biden family.
The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets that are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. There's no end in sight to the heat wave that's roasting much of the United States. Yesterday, over 90 million people lived in areas experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters warn the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the Southwest and could drag well into next week. In Phoenix, temperatures stayed above 110 degrees for the last 21 days. The El Nino weather pattern is expected to continue into the winter. In celebration of the Mork and Mindy TV show, today is Invite an Alien to Live with You Day. USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Where are we on the lineup?
It's official. Avery is producing Main Street Music Day.
We need to be ready. We're going to have lots of people.
What's the status on the new sound engineer?
They need an audio technician to keep things level from sound checks to encore.
Make sure audio from one stage does not compete with another.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And the record-long heat just keeps on a-coming.
Over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern U.S. from Florida to California since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters warn the triple-digit sweltering heat could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona has not seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It's an event coming to Charleston, South Carolina, focused on women in the military.
It's called the Women's Entrepreneurship Summit, and it's a free event being held on August 2nd in Charleston at the Citadel. It'll be catered to women in the military, especially veterans or spouses of veterans. Round-robin sessions will be available on entrepreneurship, and you'll also receive a chance to get your B2B reboot certification. I'm Joe Gumm.
Alabama, early this morning, put to death a man who beat an elderly woman to death more than 20 years ago. The execution of 64-year-old James Barber is Alabama's first since Governor Kay Ivey lifted a suspension on capital punishment back in February. Barber was convicted and sentenced to death for killing 75-year-old Dorothy Epps during a robbery at her home near Huntsville in 2001. Ivy had suspended capital punishment in November and ordered a review of the lethal injection process after a string of botched executions last year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had 3-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Just pot not boiling yet.
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cop.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.